out of Kemmer High School, Maddie Ritter, is joining us today. Maddie is going to an international archery competition end of September, early October in Slovenia, an international competition. Really cool thing. Good morning, Maddie. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great, Maddie. Thanks for joining us this morning. I want to start off talking about, one, how did you get into archery? And two, there's obviously some different types of equipment that you can shoot. There's compound and recurve. Tell us how you get started and what equipment that you're using.
So I got started into archery just because of hunting, because my dad's always hunted his entire life, and I really wanted to do it as well. But we went to a few 3D shoots one summer, and I really enjoyed it. So we kind of just looked into it, and people were telling me to add that I needed to keep shooting and stuff. So we found a Joe ad and whatnot, and it all kind of started from there. And then the equipment I shoot a compound. I shoot the Matthews TRX, and then my stabilizers are cutter stabilizers. I shoot a Trueball XL sight. I shoot gas bowstrings. I shoot HPC hinge for my release. About it.
Maddie, tell us how you got into the competition aspect of this, to go from kind of the casual hunting, shooting to the targets. I mean, you don't just go from, I'm going to go hunt this, and now I'm going to go to this shooting competition in Slovenia. Have you been to some other competitions, and what has that been like?
So I started competitions when I was 13 in December. So I like to shoot my bow a lot, and I went to a few local competitions when I was 12, and I really enjoyed those. So my dad kind of started looking around to see what there was to shoot in the winter, because they don't do 3D in the winter time. It's a little too cold outside. But so we found this Idaho Open, which is a indoor shoot, which is just 20 yards, 30 arrows. So I went with my little hunting bow, and I saw all these other girls my age with these huge open setups, with big stabilizers and everything. And we just were talking to some people, and they were telling us to find a Joad, which is Junior Olympic Archery Development. And the closest one to my house was in Centerville, Utah. So we called them, and they kind of just set me up with a target bow and whatnot. And then I kind of just started competitions from there, and I've just gotten more and more since.
So, Maddie, you've used the phrase 3D shooting a couple of times. Explain to us what that is.
Explain what? Sorry.
Explain to us what a 3D shoot is.
Okay, so a 3D shoot is life-size animals, and they're just foam animals, and where the vitals and the animals is where the scoring rings are. And you kind of walk a course around outside and just shoot all the different types of animals at different yardages and stuff.
Speaking with Maddie Ritter out of Kemmer this morning, she's getting ready to go to Slovenia to compete in an international archery competition, a 3D shoot. She's in the compound division, it sounds like. Maddie, how do you qualify for this event? Is this something that you have to earn a certain number of points through other competitions? How did you get invited to this?
So anybody can sign up for the World Team Trials, which is held. It was held in Illinois this year. So I went and shot the World Team Trials, and the top three girls placing get to be on the team, and I ended up second, so that's how I got onto the team.
And now heading to Slovenia, and talk to us about that coming up and this fundraiser that you have, because let's be honest, you can't just drive to Slovenia. So you need a little bit of help to get up in the air and have a hotel when you get there. Let's talk about the process of being selected from Illinois, going to Slovenia, and then this fundraiser and how people can help you.
So I got second, so I got selected to go on the team. And so I'll be going to Slovenia at the beginning of October, which is a huge opportunity to shoot the world championship. There's going to be probably around 12 different countries there with three girls from each country. So it'll be pretty good competition, I hope. And then, so it is a completely self-funded trip. So I am doing fundraisers. And one of the fundraisers is a 3D shoot I'm hosting in Kemmer on August 10th and 11th up at Lions Club Park. And then in conjunction with that 3D shoot, I'm also doing a raffle with a bunch of prizes, like a bow and binoculars and half a beef and everything that you can buy online or at that shoot.
Maddie, this is done with the Ham's Fork Club and kind of in conjunction with them, right? So it's a great opportunity for people to get out and support you and help you along the way, but also get a taste of archery, right? Because this sounds like this is kind of how you got started with it. Very similar, just going to one of these types of events.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect. Maddie, what does it take to be good at what you do? Because obviously you've practiced a little bit. How many hours a week do you think you go out and shoot your bow?
I practice for about 30 minutes to an hour every day, and that's basically just a lot of shooting and working on the form and just trying to perfect every little thing. And then also right now I'm practicing judging range, because while I'm in Sylvania, everything's going to be unknown range, so I got to get really good at figuring out how far targets are away.
So obviously the Olympics going on right now, have you had a chance to obviously watch some of the shooters at the Olympics?
I have met one of them, but that's it.
Have you had a chance to watch a lot of it, though, and pick up any tips or things that you'd see to yourself, I want to work on that?
I haven't watched a ton of it, but so the type of bows they shoot in the Olympic is only recurve, and I don't shoot recurve, so, I mean, me watching them wouldn't help me too much. It's just kind of cool to watch them just because it's such a big competition there.
Maddie, congratulations again on this accomplishment. Very cool. We encourage our listeners that are able to go to that Ham's Fork 3D shoot. It's August 10th through the 11th, and it is going to happen, as you said, at Lions Club Park. Different raffles, different options to get involved and help Maddie get to Slovenia for this awesome opportunity. You can find the details on that event and the fundraiser on the events page of svinews.com. Maddie, anything we missed about the upcoming World Archery 3D Championships that you'll be attending you want to mention this morning?
I don't think so. I think we covered just about everything.
Awesome. Well, congrats again. We hope to talk to you when it's all done. Good luck to you.
All right. Well, thank you.
That, again, is Maddie Ritter from Kemmer High School this morning. Find the details on that fundraiser event with the Ham's Fork 3D shoot happening next weekend, August 10th through the 11th at Lions Club Park in Kemmer. The details on that at svinews.com/events. It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network.